Gold 92.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Rob McLeod. 8 fires remain at watch and act level across the state this morning, with residents around the Woodgate fire south of Bundaberg and at Black Snake in the Gympie region being told to leave now. Here on the Gold Coast, we have 3 blazes burning in the hinterland at Cerebar, Beachmont and Binnaburra, similar spots affected by the catastrophic blazes a couple of months ago. There is no immediate threat to property at any of those, though. Lauren Paddy from the Queensland Weather Bureau says smoke haze will continue to hang around the southeast today.
Possibly we'll see some again on Friday. That depends a little bit on how many fires are still burning by the time we get to Friday. So it's one to watch out for as we move to the remainder of the week.
T-minus 2 days until excited high school graduates flock to the Gold Coast for Schoolies 2019. The end of school celebrations beginning Saturday for Queenslanders, but the RACQ has issued a stern reminder to any Year 12 students driving themselves and their mates to party to take it easy on the road. Spokesperson Lauren Ritchie says P-platers are the highest risk category for fatalities.
They're not only inexperienced drivers, they're often overconfident. Our recent research actually found around half of young drivers who were surveyed admitted that they were better at driving than their mates.
Better eating habits and more exercise are just 2 ways we can help avoid type 2 diabetes, which is becoming a growing health problem on the Gold Coast. Last year, 870 new diabetes cases were diagnosed in our region. Today is World Diabetes Awareness Day, and David Irvine from the Diabetes Resource Centre says we can do more to prevent type 2 developing.
There's a genetic association with type 2 diabetes, but we're also living longer, and due to increases in body weight, we're seeing a link with those issues and why type 2 diabetes is on the increase.
Revelations of a bug on Facebook which opens up the iPhone camera as you scroll through your feed. The social network has confirmed it's aware of the virus and says it'll submit a software fix, with users expressing fears about their privacy and security, but says there's been no evidence of photos or videos being uploaded due to the bug. It's believed the Broncos will offer David Fifita a $3 million 4-year offer, making him the richest teenager in club history. The Courier-Mail's reporting the Broncos' actions in helping get Fifita home after 3 days in a Bali jail have put them in the box set to re-sign the talented forward. And get more news on demand by downloading the app via your smart speaker or at our website.